From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo frames Plumpang is a dangerous zone, no longer habitable. Vice President Maruf Amin leaves for Japan for 5 days visit to enhance cooperation. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that the area around Pertamina's Plumpang fuel depot is a dangerous zone that can no longer be lived in. He conveyed the statement after monitoring an evacuation site for the fire victims located at Trasela Child-Friendly Integrated Public Space, Koja, North Jakarta on Sunday. He recalled the plan to build a buffer zone that will separate Plumpang fuel depot and the residential areas around it. The issue regarding the buffer zone resurface following a fire incident at the Plumpang fuel depot operated by the state energy company Pertamina on Friday, which claimed 17 lives and inflicted serious injuries to 49 people. President Joko Widodo emphasized that he would continue to seek solution because the safety of the community is the main priority. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin left for Japan on Sunday morning for a five-day working visit aimed at increasing cooperation between the two countries. During his visit until March 9, he will hold bilateral talks in Osaka and Kyoto to enhance cooperation, particularly in the field of Islamic economics and finance, according to his spokesperson Masduki Baidlowi. Apart from the bilateral talks, Vice President Maruf Amin will also deliver a keynote speech at the symposium at Kyoto University. Baidlowi said that Amin will inaugurate the Istiqlal Mosque in Osaka, which is the largest mosque in Japan, and engage in talks with the people in Osaka and Kyoto. Governor of Bank Indonesia Peri Warjio stated that Indonesia's economy will be able to grow 5.1% annually in 2023, as the authority has continued to control inflation. He said at the kicked-off event for the 2023 Food Inflation Control National Movement followed online on Sunday, inflation control by maintaining food security will encourage people's consumption, which contributes more than 50% to gross domestic products GDP. Warjio added that Indonesia can also increase export to China that currently become sources of the world's economic growth. Currently, the government is trying to control the prices of commodities by synergizing, especially to control the prices of foods such as rice and cooking oil. Bank Indonesia, with its 46 representative offices spread across Indonesia, also continues to cooperate with regional governments in improving food security. Let's move on to the international news, where the Organization of Islamic Operation, OIC, condemned the dangerous racist statement made by the extremist Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, in which he called for the obliterations of a Palestinian village from the map. In a statement received by Voice of Indonesia on Sunday, the OIC also strongly condemned the preliminary passage of the bill on execution of Palestinian prisoners, noting that this invalid racist Israeli's laws violate the principles and rules of international humanitarian law, the Geneva Convention relative to the treatment of prisoners of war, and relevant United Nations resolution. It called on the international community to assume its responsibility in putting an end to this Israeli violation and providing international protections for the Palestinian people. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in Jordan on Sunday at the start of a Middle East tour that will also take him to Israel and Egypt in a show of support for its main regional allies against the growing threat posed by Iran. U.S. officials said Austin wrote on Twitter before his departure that he would meet key leaders and reaffirm the U.S. commitment to regional stability and advancing the shared interests of allies and partners. The U.S. Defense Department said ahead of the visit that discussion would focus on the growing threat Iran poses, the regional stability, and on advancing multilateral security cooperation with integrated air and missiles defenses. After visiting a flood relief center in Malaysia's worst-hit state, Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim said on Sunday that flood mitigation projects, especially in Johor, will be expedited and need to start from June. The tendering process for the projects needs to be done as soon as possible, as the floods are a recurring problem, he said. Even as thousands take shelters in relief centers, Anwar maintained his government's stance on not declaring a disaster emergency in Johor because rain has started to taper off and floodwaters have begun to recede in several places. South Korea announced a plan on Monday to compensate victims of Japan's forced wartime labor, hoping to improve poor relations that have impeded trade and political and military cooperation. Japan and the United States immediately welcomed the announcement, but victims have criticized the proposals because it falls far short of their demand for a full apology from Tokyo and direct compensation from the Japanese companies involved. South Korea's main opposition party accused the government of capitulating to Japan. The disagreement over labor and women forced into Japanese military brothels have bedeviled ties between the two pivotal U.S. allies for years. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has made a push to repair the relationship. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Tokyo Marathon is an event to strengthen Indonesia-Japan relations. Hundreds of Indonesian runners took part in the Tokyo Marathon 2023 activities. Indonesian Ambassador to Japan Heri Ahmadi stated that the Tokyo Marathon was an effective event to strengthen ties between nations. At the moment of 65 years of Indonesia-Japan diplomatic relations, Ambassador Heri hopes to start cooperation in the field of marathons with Japan. There were two events held by the Indonesian Embassy to welcome the runners and to commemorate 65 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Japan, namely a shakeout run and a carbo loading night dinner. The shakeout run was held at Hibiya Park in Tokyo on Friday. The event aims to be a warm-up event for Indonesian runners to take part in a Tokyo Marathon. Meanwhile, on the same day, a carbo loading night dinner was held at the Indonesian Ambassador's residence in Tokyo on Friday at 6 p.m. local time. Carbo loading or carbohydrate loading is an increase in carbohydrate intake for runners to enhance glycogen levels in the muscles before running long distance such as marathon. For this event, the Indonesian Embassy provided carbohydrate-dense culinary delights such as rice, fried noodles, spaghetti, and potato cakes. For a combination of Indonesian and Japanese cuisine, sushi was also served. This activity was attended by more than 140 Indonesian runners, as well as Governor of West Java Ridwan Kamil, Mayor of Bogor Bimari, and Governors of Central Java Ganjar Pranowo and his wife, Siti Atiko Suprianti. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Let's begin today in history with an event on March 6, 1957, when Ghana proclaimed its independence. Ghana has been colonized by the Portuguese since the 15th century. In 1874, the country, which is nicknamed the Gold Coast because it has rich gold mines, fell into the hands of the British. The struggle of the people of Ghana in the mid-20th century forced the British to give autonomy status to Ghana. In 1952, elections were held in Ghana where it succeeded in establishing Kwame Nkrumah as Prime Minister. 2 years later, namely March 6, 1957, Nkrumah proclaimed his country's independence. Ghana became the first independent African country to become a member of the United Nations. Let's move it on to the next event. In 1961, the Army Strategic and Reserve Command, or COSTRAT, was formed. The Army Strategic Reserves Command, COSTRAT, is part of the combat main command owned by the Indonesian National Army. COSTRAT has an undisclosed number of troops and is always ready to operate on orders from the 10E commander at any time. The idea of establishing COSTRAT sparked from the Chief of Staffs of the Army General 10E Aha Nasution in 1960. The idea of forming COSTRAT was triggered by the West Indian problem, which at that time was still a dispute against the Dutch. At that time, Major General Suharto was appointed commander of Kora 1 General Reserves Army, or CHADWAT. CHADWAT eventually changed to the Strategic Command of the Forces Army, or COSTRAT. We enter in history with World Conservation Strategy Day. World Conservation Strategy Day commemorates the release of documents entitled World Conservation Strategy, WCS, or World Conservation Strategy Documents, on March 6, 1980. The document was released by the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, along with the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, and the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN. 31 countries signed the World Conservation Strategy document.
listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government continues to be committed to developing digital economy through various efforts. This commitment is reflected in Indonesia's chairmanships in ASEAN in 2023, among others, through the establishment of the ASEAN Digital Economy Framework. The development of the national digital economy is also supported by efforts to improve the quality of human resources. In addition, building technology supporting infrastructure such as data center and increasing e-government programs. Maximizing these efforts, the government has collaborated with various countries, one of which is Singapore. Indonesia and Singapore have agreed to strengthen cooperation in the digital economy, in particular human resources development through the Tech Talents Program. This was the subject of the meeting of the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, with Singaporean Senior Minister and Coordinating Minister for National Security, Tio Chi Hian, in Jakarta. Erlangga Hartarto, in official statement Thursday, said, "Development of the quality of human resources is a supporting factor in increasing a country's competitive ability. The Tech Talents Program being discussed by the two countries can be developed for mutual benefit for young technology talents and industry and the ecosystem of the two countries." During the meeting, the two ministers also discussed the development of the manufacturing industry in Indonesia, especially in the automotive sector. Indonesia has a large automotive production capacity and has exported automotive with high local content. Erlangga Hartarto also disclosed the Indonesian government's success in increasing economic growth in 2022 of 5.3%. This is the highest achievement in the last 10 years. Indonesia also managed to maintain the inflation rate at 5.5%. The factors that support this success are investment, government spending, exports, and domestic consumption. In the meeting with Singaporean Minister Erlangga Hartarto also said Indonesia is open to foreign investment for the development of green technology, especially to achieve Indonesia's net zero emissions target in 2060 and open up the widest possible employment opportunities in the country.
Voice of Indonesia.
Katanya sederas ombak. masa lalu tak dapat ku menghadapi masa lalu.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to the city of Tabuk, Pariaman, which is on the west coast of West Sumatra, has a variety of tourism objects, ranging from nature tourism, historical tourism, religion to culinary tourism. If you like natural attractions such as beaches, Pariaman has a beautiful beach attraction called Gandoria Beach. This beach is the prima donna of tourism for the Pariaman community. Because of its strategic location in the city center, so it is easy to reach by using public transportation facilities. In fact, on this beach, there is also a train station that connects Pariaman with Padang City. Gandoria Beach also offers a variety of marine recreational activities that can be your choice while on vacation, including swimming, surfing, and various other types of beach sports. Gandoria Beach tourism is very suitable for family tourism, because in the locations around the beach, there are lots of children's play areas that can spoil them. The types of children's games are toy cars, motorbikes, children's slides, and tree houses. In addition, there are many other games that will make children laugh cheerfully, especially when holidays arrive. At certain times, you can enjoy various musical offerings such as live music. Besides an entertainment stage, Gandoria Beach also provides a library, namely Sultan Muhammad Rashid's Library, which presents various types of books. Both are in the form of literary works and scientific works that are interesting to read. The library is open every day from Monday to Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. West Indonesia time. On this beach, there are also a row of restaurants serving a variety of West Sumatran specialties. Enter Gandoria Beach, you must pay an entrance ticket. Entering this beach area, you will be amazed by the natural scenery. There is a stretch of white sand and a cluster of small islands. Off the coast, you can see a group of six small islands which are very beautiful and give the beach its own uniqueness. The six islands are Kasiak, Angsol Tange, Ujung Island, Gosong, and Bandu Island. In addition to the sea panorama, which is indeed very beautiful, most of this island can also be visited by tourists, with only traveling about 20 minutes by motor vehicles. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rasa hati ini untukmu, percayalah ku menyayangimu, akan ku beri semua hidupku untuk membuatmu selalu bahagia. Jika kau mencintaiku, katakanlah. Bila kau hanya milikku, yakinkanlah. Ku ingin kau menjadi milikku selama-lamanya, dan tak pernah ku lepaskan. Bersamamu ku merasakan
rasakan cinta. Bersamamu merasa bahagia, dan hadirmu selalu hanya untukku. Kita akan selalu bersama. Jika kau mencintaiku, katakanlah. Bila kau hanya milikku, yakinkanlah.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about ordering food, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Jus Alpukat dan Air Putih. Jus Alpukat dan Air Putih, which means avocado juice and mineral water. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a restaurant chef. Dev tells about his order. Let's listen to the conversation.
Minumannya apa, Pak?
Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Ingin, ingin, which means want. Jus alpukat, jus alpukat, which means avocado juice. Air putih, which means mineral water. Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih. Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih, which means I want avocado juice and mineral water. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih. Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih, which means I want avocado juice and mineral water. In the sentence, there is a connecting word, dan, which means and. It is used to connect detailed things. In the sentence, the connecting word dan, which means and, is used to connect two drinks that are ordered, namely, jus alpukat dan air putih. Jus alpukat dan air putih, which means avocado juice and mineral water. The word dan is used between the two detailed things. For example, jus alpukat dan air putih. Jus alpukat dan air putih, which means avocado juice and mineral water. Besides connecting detailed things, the connecting word can be used to connect another thing such as nature and time. Let's listen to the other examples to connect nature and time. Jus alpukat ini kental dan manis. Jus alpukat ini kental dan manis, which means this avocado juice is thick and sweet. Saya minum kopi setiap pagi dan sore. Saya minum kopi setiap pagi dan sore, which means I drink coffee every morning and afternoon. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Minumannya apa, Pak?
Saya ingin jus alpukat dan air putih.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Susah senang dibagi rasa, kisah ini takkan kulupa. Dan biarlah menjadi kenangan indah. Oh, engkaulah sahabat sejati, terbaik yang ada di hati. Senang ku bisa melihatmu di sini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati yang selalu ku nanti. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini.
sejati, terbaik yang ada di hati. Senang ku bisa melihatmu di sini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati yang selalu ku nanti. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Berharap Tak Berpisah by Keroncong Nation. The song, created by Denny Chasmala, was released in 2002, tells about someone's love who is heartbroken and on the verge of separation. This is because of her own mistakes that has hurt the feeling of her partner. She hoped her partner would not break up with her and forgive her mistakes, but fate says otherwise. The man who becomes her partner leaves her. So she hopes for the opportunity to be with him just one night to remember the good times together. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Nation with the Keroncong song entitled Berharap Tak Berpisah. Happy listening!
Mengapa kau begitu mudahnya
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kamu yang aku butuhkan untuk jadi teman hidupku.
Bidadari tak bersayap datang padaku, dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud wajah kamu. Dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud diri kamu. Sungguh tenang ku rasa saat bersamamu. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sampai habis umurku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Diam-diam aku memandangi wajahnya. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Sampai habis nyawaku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Du 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 du, du 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 du. Teman hidupku, kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Katakan yes I do, hiduplah denganku. Jadi teman hidupku.
Yes, I do. Voice of Indonesia.
Semoga kan abadi.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI _official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI _official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.